The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm a little discombobulated at 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. I apologize for that because my son's going in for like oral surgery. He's got to get a little thing for, I hope he doesn't mind me telling you that, Mikey, you know. He went in, he got a tooth infection, you know, so he went in and we took care of it. It was great, and then it got infected. So now he goes in, and I said, just take the Novocaine. Cause I, he goes, well, maybe I'll take the anesthesia. And I don't like, I worry. So I'm a little distracted, but he's doing great. So far, so good. It'll be over in 5 minutes. Just a little infection, and he's feeling better already because he's taking the antibiotics. But you know what the problem was? Because he got a procedure done, a root canal, and then you're supposed to close it up, but we couldn't get to any doctor because of the COVID situation, COVID Wuhan situation, I'm telling you. So, and again, he's strong. He, you know, if he's a kid, he doesn't want to get it done anyway. So I don't mean to blame that completely on this virus pandemic thing that's turned, but I can't call a doctor. You can't, well, you can't show up. Well, you can't, you gotta come here. You gotta wait in the parking lot. You gotta come out. And then this is, you know how many people with Mikey, by the grace of God, it's nothing serious, you know? And you worry as a parent, of course. But how about the people who had, I always think of the pancreatic cancer patients. Cause that's a quick devastating disease. More contagious than, not contagious, more vicious than anything from Wuhan, right? So now those people couldn't even go for cancer tests. How about breast cancer? What about prostate tests? You know, people we're going to lose? How many people are dying because of this shutdown? And you hear Dennis Prager say, this is the worst. Dennis didn't want the shutdown from day one. And you want to know the truth? I think he was right. I think you can't shut it down. You can't do it. They're doing it to control us. It has nothing to do with this virus. And when it affects your own kids, like it affects Mikey, you know, God forbid, you know, these offices should be open, and they're not because, God forbid, there's a... And then I'm looking at the stats on the coronavirus, at the Wuhan virus. I'm looking at the stats, and I hear what comes out in New York. Let's discount about 6,000 of them because of the deaths in the nursing home per state. What do you think about that? Then you look at the numbers. Let's discount all those that weren't actually COVID-19 deaths. Let's discount that, and then you give me the death mortality rates. I'm not buying any of it. I'm not buying any of it. I think we're being lied to. And I'm glad that the White House is finally going in and looking at, the White House has stepped up its campaign against the people, the medical community down there circulating a list of mistakes on COVID-19, you know, and they say they're going after Dr. Fauci. I don't know that they are, but I'm telling you, I could see, and I speak to you as a friend, as a family member on this radio show, I could see President Trump. I got to read him pretty good the last couple of years. And I, if you can't stand him, you know, it's more your problem than anybody else's problem because he's doing a great job. I don't like a lot of the things the president does. You know that. I don't like when he's tweeting or whatever. I want to see him give me the Mount Rushmore president, man. I'll tell you, that speech, that he deserves Mount Rushmore after that speech at Mount Rushmore. But you could see how frustrated he was when these medical experts were coming out saying these things. And he goes, you know, there's this thing called hydroxychloroquine. And I'm chuckling because the president says it. And what? The president came up with a prophylactic, something that could offset this virus. And the press destroys the president over it. And they still won't do it. The FDA won't. The World Health Organization. No, you can't. Donald Trump likes it. We hate it. Let people die. I'm like nothing I've ever seen. Oh, so you come to the show. We're telling you common sense wise. Go to your doctor. ask for the hydroxychloroquine with the azithromycin. Don't listen to what you're hearing, these moronic television shows. They're just trying to inflame it. And they think the more they inflame it, the more we're going to watch them. And it's working in the opposite way. Most people are now turning to Fox News. You see Tucker's numbers, man? They're trying to pull his advertising. He's got almost 5 million. He broke cable records with Sean Hannity. Sean and Tucker are crushing it. And Laura, you know, you watch, and I'm telling you something. I watch Fox News because it's not like that pandemic, panic, the pandemic panic that they're trying to cause. And then this too, and then we'll move on. But like today, I got these meetings, right? I talked to you again, like you're a friend and family member. People, I'm going to go talk to folks. They want to take this whole platform that we have here, and they want to take it up on a huge level now. And I'm going, all right, I'm listening. Let's take a look. I'd love to do this. The people that are involved, I don't want to mention their names. I might have done it already, but they're people I have immense respect for, and they want to take it up. And then because I happened to mention in the conversation with these folks before the meeting today, and the dinner tonight, going to Philadelphia, you know, that's the mutual meeting point. And I said, what's with television? I said, with all the news that's out there, it's panicking. And one gentleman said to me, Joe, no one's watching the news anymore. The ratings are dying. They're trying anything to garner any viewership. You know, the other cable networks aside from Fox, they're just dying. They're really just dying on the vine. And it's because of that, because of what I'm telling you, it's the fake news that you're seeing, the pandemic panic that they're putting about. And you and I are just going, wait, I don't see that happening. And we don't know what to believe. Their credibility is shot. So you will get these different online platforms, and we very well may be on one of those online platforms where you can go out. And, you know, it's like what Bill O'Reilly's doing, man. You know, Fox said, okay, they parted ways. It was amicable. Whatever happened. But Bill O'Reilly owns it. He owns it, crushes it online. Millions and millions of people. That's the future of the media. Cause you and I, all we want is common sense. You and I, all we want is the truth. You and I, all we want is what's good for the United States of America and for our family. It's okay that you and I say we believe we are one nation under God. It's okay that we choose to go to a church, you know? Everybody, there's a movement to take it all away. We're a young country. It can slip away. That is the danger. It can slip away. And when you have people that don't have the mental acumen or the ability to govern or to handle the mayoral responsibilities of a city, you will see chaos in the streets, and that's what we have. You and I have to be strong and stay vigilant on it and not let them take us down, because that's what they're trying to do. My hope is high. I have confidence in you. If we had to hit the streets, if we have to hit the streets, you know what? We will hit the streets. And just going down the news before, I know we're going to break in a couple minutes, but I want to talk to Al and to Joe. No cause known yet in that San Diego Navy ship, a fire that injured 21. Authorities are still trying to determine what caused a large fire aboard a ship docked at San Diego Naval Base on Sunday. And all 21 people were hospitalized, but it's okay. They're okay. Hey, you know what? I don't know. Was that intentional? Was it not? Look at me. Now I'm getting neurotic here, but, could it be like that? Hey, so Kelly Preston passed away. Our hearts go out to John Travolta. Actress Kelly Preston, who starred in movies like Jerry Maguire and Twins, died 57 years young. That was from her husband, John Travolta. He reported that it was because of breast cancer. So may her soul rest in peace. 2 years she battled with that. John Travolta is one of the great guys, man. I tell you, I've had a lot of opportunities to run. We're not friends, but just to run into John. Jersey boy from Englewood, New Jersey. Great guy. And our hearts go out to John and his family on the death of Kelly Preston. Joe on the radio, and there's a lot more to get into. I'll tell you, we'll talk about the shootings. Arthur Idala is going to join us. Dr. Gorka on the show about Roger Stone. Roger is on the show with us tomorrow. We got it all covered. But let me go to something really important. So I talked to Joe Sebelia about dating. He's a young kid, Joe Sebelia, our new producer, right? And he's a good kid. And he's having a little bit of problem in the dating arena. So people are now tweeting me. And you had a good, you now moved out of Philly and you moved up. You still with your grandma there?
Joe? Still with grandma for the foreseeable future, which won't bode well if I have to bring her home. You know what I mean? Keep it down. Grandma's sleeping, you know.
But not only your grandmother, don't you have a litany of family members
It's grandma, it's an aunt, it's an uncle, it's an Egyptian uncle, it's my
Talk
cousin.
About privacy.
It's Egyptian, yeah, can you imagine?
Why do we have to name the Egyptian uncle? I don't understand. What difference does it make? If he's your uncle, he's your uncle, right?
It's to clarify, because there's two, you could get confused. One's very Italian, one's very
There
Egyptian.
You go.
All right.
So. There you go. So now, and then, do you have a car, Joe? Joey, do you have a car, Joe Sabir?
Of course not. I'm terrified of driving, Joe. I will do anything I can to avoid it. I'll take 15 buses, a subway, you know, a horse and buggy, anything to avoid getting behind
the wheel. You have to be somewhere at a certain time and you have to start your journey 3 hours earlier because of public transportation or whatever, I mean, really, get a car.
No, why? Why would I?
Why?
I can bum rides off people, like you, when I go to Kelsey Grammer's beer tasting. Oh, no, wait, I can't do that.
That didn't work out so well.
No, it didn't.
So this is from Jack on Twitter, okay? So I get this. In the middle of all the news that's happening, I have to do this, forgive me, at 8:15 with Joe and Al Gattulo and Joey Sebelia, our new producer. Debbie's listening because listen. This is a first date pro tip. Joe, are you ready for this now?
I'm ready.
First date pro tip. This is from Jack on Twitter. All right. Before the waiter. Okay. So he says. Wait. Okay. Before the waiter comes to take your order, casually ask your date when you take her out to dinner what she's going to get. So on your way in the cab or on the Uber, because you're not driving, you say, okay, fine. Yeah, listen, it's the 21st century. But you say to your date, so what are you thinking for dinner? So remember it when she says, okay, Joe, you got this?
Yeah.
Then listen, when the waiter comes to say, what would you like? And you tell them what you like and then say, and the lady will have, although that's going to seem chauvinistic, but you will have remembered what she says. You say the lady will have and you could maybe reach over and say, correct me if I'm wrong, please, but she'll have the, whatever she told you in the car on the way over. And she will love that you remembered that, right? And that will give you points when you're out dating. That's a nice little point.
Hard to remember. I mean, it's only numbers at Burger King. She'll have a 6 and I'll have a 10. It's not too hard.
It's like that. But is that sexist, though, when you think about it, Al? Is that kind of sexist?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know.
The lady will have. The lady will have what she wants.
I mean, if you're ordering for her and if she wants you to order for her, then yeah, you need to remember what she wants and give the order. Absolutely.
You know what, Joey, say? With your permission. That's a great tip.
With your permission.
Yeah, and you could touch her arm. You would
touch her arm. Oh, but you're moving to. That's like for the third date, Joe. I don't even shake her hand on the first date.
This is going to be work for us. First of all,
the moment when she says, are you picking me up? Yeah, the Uber will be outside. Uber?
What?
What?
I thought maybe the Egyptian uncle could drive. He would be a great chauffeur.
That's what you got to bring your grandmother with you when you pick her up. That would be nice. I'd like you to meet, you know.
Rolling up in a station wagon.
Mama, you know. Well, but she'll feel like, you know, she'll feel a little crowded with mama hanging in there. You know what I mean?
So are you going to look for a place by yourself, Joey?
I'm starting to think maybe I should just stay there.
You paused too long there. You're gonna, oh,
the problem
man.
Is if I leave, what would they do without me? I mean, I've
been doing fine without you before you moved in there a couple weeks ago, right? I mean, you know, come on.
Nah, you're a good grandson, and you're a good whatever you are, whatever you are.
I'm a family relation.
I'm a jack of all trades.
Right.
Hey, Joey, anyway, so you remember that when you ask somebody, I guess that's okay. As long as and if you're a gal and you're listening, is that rude? Because I think I would never order for a woman, but if she told you what she was going to have, and then you ask permission, may I say to the waiter, it's all about respect, man. It's all about respect. You always have to have respect, you know? And I know you are a very respectful young man, Joey. Now, Al, before we break,
you had
a dermatologist. I got to get all this out of the way because we hear about this before we start the show.
Right.
You went and saw your dermatologist?
doctor?
Yes. So my general doctor wanted me to see a dermatologist because I have a lot of beauty marks and moles on my body.
And you're just dating your dermatologist
test.
Now.
No, is that I'm what not. That's okay. I'm not. Anyway, he did the examination. But what I thought was creepy about it, because I've never been to a dermatologist before, he first starts out, you're laying on a table, and he makes me turn my head to the side, and he starts running his gloved fingers through my hair. Now, we're both wearing masks, and he's got his gloved fingers through my hair looking for moles. So already I'm like, all right, didn't buy me dinner or a drink. You're running your fingers through my hair. It's a little creepy. Right?
Did you get his number for Joe?
No. I'm just saying.
No. Absolutely.
Oh,
no.
And then he proceeds to tell me after he examines me, he says, look, I would like you to get this one mole that's on your body, on your lower half of your back, removed. We'd like to do a surgical procedure and get it tested because it's slightly discolored than the rest of the moles on your body. Okay, routine. So now in September, I have to go for an outpatient. They're basically going to cut a piece of this out. They're going to put stitches in. And, you know, I'll have to wear a bandage for a couple of weeks till the stitches come out. So,
Well, that's good. That's good. But it's good that you're looking
at it.
Are
they going to get a test? Yeah, no. I
got to tell you, you are vigilant. And is it because you had the cancer that you are so health conscious?
I've always gone to the doctor every year to get a checkup and all this other stuff. And besides the fact, if you have medical insurance and you don't go to the doctor, what is the point of paying for medical insurance? Go.
Yeah,
you're paying for it. Take advantage of it. That's all.
Good point. Al, okay, caught up with Al. Hey, so Debbie, it's okay if a guy is taking you out and he says, what are you thinking of getting? Oh, I'd love to have the lobster. So he locks that in. Now, when the waiter comes over, you're at dinner, and the guy goes, you know what? The lady would like a lobster. But he's got to kind of ask permission because it sounds a little sexist when the man orders for the woman, correct?
Well, I kind of like it. I kind of like when a guy, you know, is paying attention, and then if he looks at you with a little smile and says it really nicely, you know, it's like all in it's all in the, you know, the approach and the tone of the voice, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It can be very romantic.
Like,
yeah.
Would you like to do your laundry at my house like that? Was that sexy
enough?
Tone,
right?
do all your Barry White boys. Oh, baby. Do your laundry at my house, baby. I got bleach at my house, baby. Yeah,
it's not quite as romantic as ordering somebody dinner. You know, I was just saying the ordering
Debbie,
of the dinner is a little bit more romantic.
Debbie Duhame, Arthur Idala, the man, Ed Mullins, man, he's fighting the fight for the NYPD and the Sergeant Benevolent Association. Dr. Gorka on the show. How cool is that? And Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice as well. Right now, Miss Debbie Duhame. And, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to remember that. It's okay to say, to order something when you go.
Yeah, okay. It's okay.
Got it. Good advice.
But, and like what Joe Sebelia said, you can't touch your arm till the third date, though. You know, be a gentleman now. Be a gentleman, remember that.
Okay, noted. Duly noted, Debbie Duhame. 822, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Let's take a ride out to the New Jersey Turnpike. A tough ride on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound Western Spur. That ramp at 16W, that is completely closed because of an overturned tanker truck that caught fire. Emergency activity there. Delays go back down toward 15W. Really tough ride on that Western Spur. Definitely hop over to the Eastern Spur this morning if you're heading out to the New Jersey Turnpike. 22 slowing down westbound, getting out toward Blois Street into Hillside. That's some right lane construction and problems on the island on the LIE westbound. All lanes closed into Bagatelle Row, getting out toward Dix Hills. That's all due to an accident involving a tractor trailer and a car. A fuel spill there as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 89 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started Balance of Nature, I think the beginning of this year, and I just had my 6-month follow-up on my blood work. Oh my gosh, when the doctor's office called me, they were so impressed with the changes in my levels. It's hard to get a doctor excited, but when my doctor saw the blood work, she was excited. So I got to credit the fruits and veggies, you know, Balance of Nature. And considering what I've seen in the blood work, it's well worth the cost.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Thursday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Contact Salem Surround.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
So Arthur Idala is going to join us momentarily. We love Arthur. Arthur heard me talking about Rhino Shield. So he goes, hey, Joe, tell me about Linda and Rhino Shield. So Susan and Rhino Shield. So I go, okay, let me tell you about Susan and Rhino Shield. I said, well, she's offering 15% off the final price of any job signed in the month of July, no matter when you want the job started. I'm telling Arthur this now, right? Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. And this was about a year ago. So Arthur goes, I'd like to Rhino Shield my home at the beach. Can we do that? Susan makes it work. Arthur is ecstatic. I'm telling you, you have to call Susan, and I'll give you the number, okay, at 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608, and Rhino Shield your house. And Susan, she's independent. She has no help from anybody. She built this business on her own, and I love her for that. And then when those folks from her workers, you know, Susan's workers come out, they are meticulous. They are meticulous when they come to the house. And they are so, every little detail they take care of. Now, Rhino Shield, it's a ceramic coating that seals your house or commercial building. Looks just like paint, has a 25-year guarantee. And you want to call Susan, please, like Arthur did, like I did. When I, every single time I see my house, when I pull out of the drive, I look back and I see what Susan has done and with Rhino Shield on my home. I go, this is great. Now, if I do want to sell the house, it increases the value. If you have a business, you got to Rhino Shield your business. Why? Because that's your calling card with your name on the side of the business. All right. Here's the number for Susan at the Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Do what I did. Do what Arthur did. Please call Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 and AM 970, The Answer.
New Rolling Stone music for Arthur Idala. He'll be going to a concert shortly. Have you heard the new album yet, Arthur? Not yet, nothing?
Arthur, I got, I'm hearing about it clear. I'm hearing loud and clear, my man.
Darry, I got you there. I'll put on a special little Stones song for you right there.
I heard it. Yeah, I have not heard the album. I've heard the single, but I haven't heard the album. And, you know, during the COVID, while everyone else is watching Netflix, I've been doing a little walking and doing books on tape of Keith Richards' book, which is fantastic. And I learned so much about the Rolling Stones. And the one thing that I was surprised about is how close they were to the Beatles. They were friends.
Really? They were like buds, huh? But Keith, you know what's amazing about...
Joe, one more. They were very intelligent businessmen, even when they were kids. So they choreographed the releases of their singles, their respective singles, to be 2 weeks to a month apart so they didn't step on each other's toes.
Wow.
So both bands would be making a ton of money back in, I'm talking about like 1965, 66,
yeah,
67,
yeah, yeah.
when they were all banging out those big hits. They were coordinating when they would be released so that, you know, they would make the most amount of money. So they weren't competing with each other because back then it was kind of, they were the only band selling big singles.
You know what? It's so true. Hey, Arthur, I got to ask you for about Rhino Shield. The house is it unbelievable? I gave you a plug. I was talking.
Last night we were sitting in my backyard out here in Hampton Bays, and not only was my friends admiring my house, her mom got her house done in Rhino Shield in Cincinnati because she had heard us talking about it a year ago. And she's like, Mom, you know, I know you're painting the house. Arthur Idala got this Rhino Shield thing. They went online. They looked it up. They found a distributor in Cincinnati, and they Rhino Shield the house in Cincinnati. So, Susan is great to deal with, and I love my house. So thank you, guys. Thanks to the 970 family for turning me on to Rhino Shield.
That's it. That's all we wanted. We just needed that, Arthur. Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, your mom called, and I always always try to respectfully. This is the best. This is Arthur Idala's mother for Green.
This is Arthur's mother and father.
Listen.
Marianne and Lou wishing all the Piscopo family a very happy, healthy, and safe 4th of July.
Will you tell your mom thanks to your father as well? Come on, how nice is that, Arthur?
Yeah, well, I mean, Joe, you're the adopted son they don't talk about. So congratulations. give another plug. Talk to Mike Connors about some estate planning. Maybe they'll flip you in there, in the estate plan a little bit.
Hey, listen, Roger Stone, the president commuted Roger Stone's sentence. Explain that to us, if you would, Arthur Idala, because it doesn't mean he's still the caveat is he still is waiting for his appeal, correct?
Yeah, I mean, he's still a convicted felon. Look, that case, Joe, was very odd. Let's put it that way from the beginning.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is exactly what I do, right? So federal cases, federal defendants, to have, 29 federal agents go to his house, like a helicopter overhead, when they arrested this guy who, I don't know, he's not a kid, who's never had any history of violence. I mean, the fact that they went so over the top from the inception shows you that it was for dramatic purposes, it was to make a political statement, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, on this one, I think the President of the United States, hey, look, he hasn't done it to anyone else before. He's pardoned people he let out the governor from Illinois.
Blagojevich.
Right. Blago, as we call him for short. You know, and he said, look, I just thought that sentence was too long, and I now have the power. And it's a delicate balance, though, Joe, and that's what people are afraid of, is, you know, the three branches of the government. So now the executive branch, by commuting the sentences, is getting involved with the judicial branch, and that makes people a little nervous. But the president can do it, and under these circumstances, he said, look, he's been found guilty. Let the appellate courts determine whether he got a fair trial, but I'm not sending this guy to jail because I don't think he was guilty of a crime, and I think he was just paying the price for being friends with me, and I'm not going to let him go to jail just for being friends with me. And, you know, look, he didn't do it with Manafort, which he could have, so it's not like the president is doing it recklessly or, you know, doing one a week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, his critics are going to criticize, and the people who praise him are going to continue to praise him. I don't think he's going to move the needle in one way or another.
Yeah, so what's he going to do now that, what are his rights, Roger's rights, amid a commuted sentence, Arthur?
Well, he's still, he's still a convicted felon. So whatever rules and laws and administrative laws that there are that prevents him from doing certain things, you know, like carrying a gun, or applying for a law enforcement position, those are still all in place. But he's a free man. I mean, and Joe, what's going on in the prisons now is because of the coronavirus and the COVID-19, the way the prisons are keeping the guys safe is they're basically keeping them in solitary confinement, which is the worst type of punishment you could ask for. So, I mean, the fact that Roger Stone avoided prison is a huge, huge, you know, accomplishment. Like Michael Cohen right now, even though he went back to prison, he went back to a camp, which for prisoners, he's in the best place you could be. He's got to be in solitary confinement for 14 days.
Whoa.
And, you know, that's not fun. I mean, that's just...
As a great, really brilliant attorney that you are, especially a defense attorney, so you see what happened with the Stone case. And what was weird is that you had the foreman of on the jury says she hates Donald Trump. She went out, she campaigned, they gave money to Hillary Clinton. And then Roger brings us up, this judge was awful, but they never see what it gets me mad. What I've been talking about all morning, when you see the news media, all they tell about how bad Roger Stone was, what a criminal he is, and then look what Robert Mueller said about Roger Stone. And you and I are going like, well, no, you're not getting to the facts. They just spew this stuff out with hate, and they don't follow the facts. I mean, Roger has a good case on his appeal, correct?
Well, he does. If his name was Roy Jones as opposed to Roger Stone. And look, it's similar to a case that I'm somewhat familiar with, which is the Harvey Weinstein case. And no one's saying Harvey Weinstein is an angel. However, our country is founded on principles that, you know, every citizen is supposed to have a fair trial and not supposed to be convicted before they even walk into the courtroom. What's going to happen with Roger Stone, his appeal is going to get heard by three judges. It's a three-judge panel, his initial appeal. Those three judges get picked out of a wheel. Who those three judges are will determine whether he has a shot at getting his case actually dismissed or reversed and sent back to the lower court. Because, Joe, you have to have judges who have the intestinal fortitude to say, you know what? He didn't receive a fair trial. We are sending it back. And I don't care about the political fallout. And I'm going to be plastered on the New York Times as being called Trump's puppet as a judge, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to do the right thing based on what the transcript says and based on my interpretation of the law. So if he gets two out of the three judges who are willing to be objective and keep an open mind, then he has a shot. You know, you can say
this
that you say that in many cases, but when there's so much publicity surrounding something like this Roger Stone, it's very hard for these judges to stand up to the political pressure that comes with their decision.
Amazing. It's amazing. Arthur, thanks for clearing it up. Roger's on the show tomorrow, by the way. He's with Sean tonight.
I know,
he's
that's
going
to be great.
He's on for 25 minutes, right? We put Roger on the air, boom, and like 8 hours later, the president commutes a sentence. I'm just saying, you know, do we have the power?
You're controlling the country, Biscopo.
Not to mention Rhino Shield, for crying out loud, right there. Arthur, we love you. Give your mom my best. Give your daddy my best, please.
Stay healthy, everybody. Be well.
All right. God bless. Arthur Idala right there, former Brooklyn prosecutor and superstar criminal defense attorney. Hey, it's 8:37 with Joe on the radio. You do not want to miss Ed Mullins. Ed is president of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association. Seb Gorka, Dr. Gorka on the show as well, and Sergeant Joe Imperatrice. But coming up right after Al does the news, Ed Mullins. We're going to talk about what's going on in New York City. We love and support the NYPD, and you'll hear it firsthand from Mr. Mullins himself. Joe on the radio. Here comes Big Al on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
74 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Handheld mobile devices being issued to some New Jersey transit train crews. Railroad officials say the mobile devices can scan and validate both paper tickets and passes along with e-tickets and e-passes on riders' phones. Raritan Valley Line train crews will be the first to use and test a high-tech upgrade before it's rolled out onto other lines. New Jersey Transit says it's a more contactless customer experience. Part of the money being cut from the NYPD's budget is going towards internet for low-income New Yorkers. Some $87 million from the NYPD capital budget, combined with other money, will be used to install internet to hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers over the next year and a half. City officials officials say the internet is a necessity today, and it's even more important during the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor de Blasio is also going to be pushing the state to allow the city to charge internet companies to use city infrastructure. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Over in Bensonhurst, problems continue on 65th Street by 20th Avenue. All lanes closed with an ongoing accident investigation that happened earlier this morning. We're still seeing slowdowns on the LIE westbound as you get out toward Bagatelle Road in toward Dix Hills. Pretty serious accident. All lanes closed. This accident involving a fuel spill. Problems continue in New Jersey on the New Jersey Turnpike as well. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur northbound the ramp at 16W closed into East Rutherford. It's an overturned tanker truck that caught fire. Ongoing investigation there and cleanup at the scene as well. Southbound Thruway, some stop-and-go traffic into Newburgh, and that's all due to some ongoing construction. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high going up to 89 degrees. Again, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Mako. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. It's open. Yes, and I do mean open. You can go and have a meal there. They have an outdoor area set up for diners by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure your safety and the safety of their employees as well. You know, we love Fred. We love Johnny. I don't know how many times I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. They have been here from day one. I got to tell you something. And I go, when I go to Avenue Arnostrand, and you can go too. You have to call and make a reservation, and I'll give you the number in a second. But when you go, they make the sauce right there. So I know you're listening all around Houston and down in Oregon, Montana, people are listening to this program. And there's certain South Carolina and in Florida. Go to your supermarket and you're going to be on the sauce where you see all the Italian sauces, right? And you can see Michael's of Brooklyn. You can see the beautiful jar. And then you're going to think of me. Thank you. And you're going to say, hey, I got to try that. Take it home. You're going to love best sauce anywhere. Michael's of Brooklyn. They put Italy in a jar. Brooklyn in a jar right there. From the Kakachi family in Brooklyn, New York. Now, if you're in the area, I always say, you got to call 718-998-7851, please. And then you can now dine outdoors at the beautiful Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue Arnostrand, in the borough of Brooklyn, New York, baby, right there. The authenticity, the legacy that they have through the years brought to the community in Brooklyn with the greatest cuisine that you'll have anywhere. Oh, and now you can go over there. Please call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
We got a Monday. Here it is, July 13th, man. We ain't taking off. Ed Mullins is going to be with us momentarily, and I can get you out of pain with Relief Factor, ReliefFactor.com. All you got to do is try ReliefFactor.com. I'm telling my cousin Paulie down the shore, you know, with my buddy. I love the guy. He's such a great guy. My knee. He's going like that, you know? How many times do you say that, right? I got the knee thing. I got to take that stuff that you advertise. He goes like that. I go, Paul, you mean Relief Factor? He goes, yeah, you think it'll work? I said, just try it, please. Will you just try it? So many people from this radio show have ordered this 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com. Isn't it time that you did it? Come on, you're part of the family. And so you got to call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, because I had the pain. It's on the left side of my knee after surgery, by the way, after that meniscus tear. And it got fixed, but it just wasn't recovering properly. And by the way, my fault. I don't blame the doctor because I think I went biking the next day. Oh no, I was on stage. I was at Frankie Five Bros' wedding. Remember? After I got operated on. That's right. And I did a split. So what am I going to tell you? So I did it to myself, but now I don't have pain. Why? Because I went to relieffactor.com and it comes to your house in 2 to 3 days. 3-week quick start. It's at the discounted price of $19.95, about $1 a day to get out of pain. After that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain, all right? Do what Paulie's going to do. Do what I did. Al, Debbie, you got to go, please, to relieffactor.com. This is the morning. You go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio, 845 on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you so much for being with us. You are the reason that we are here. Ed Mullins is the president of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association and doing a great job there. Ed, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. Thanks for your service, sir, and thanks for all the great things that your association and the NYPD, all that they do for the citizens of New York, my friend. We appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, give us a breakdown of everything that's going on. I just... One thing after another, every single day, Ed Mullins, and I know you're fighting, for your members. Give us the breakdown. What's going on in New York, and how do we end this mess, sir?
Well, we spoke a little over a week ago about the violence that occurred in the city of New York, and, yeah. We heard all the elected officials give all the excuses. People were, upset. COVID kept everybody in, and it's just aggression. A week later, we have more violence. Just last night, we have a 1-year-old child that was killed in the streets of Brooklyn. This is not COVID. This is not just people who are upset and blowing off steam. This is empowering the criminals as a result of a failure in leadership of our elected officials. We have sent the message to the criminals of the city of New York that it's okay to roam the streets. And in the midst of it, we have tie the hands of the police from enforcing the law. They've passed major legislation that basically has put the police in a position where they are unable to apprehend suspects without jeopardizing themselves of being arrested. So, Joe, as much as I advocate for my members, I also advocate for the people of the city of New York. And the people that reside here, visit here, work here, truly need to be concerned about what's occurring. A 1-year-old child had nothing to do with anything in this world. You're talking about an innocent child that was struck by a stray bullet. Who's to say that doesn't happen to a person that works in the city, to a person that's out shopping, a resident of the city that they get hit by a stray bullet? The violence in the city that is escalating on a weekly basis is coming to the people of New York. And the only thing standing between them and gunfire is the members of the NYPD. You can dislike us all you want. You can follow the public rhetoric that goes on. But at the end of the day, the NYPD and law enforcement has a proven record of saving lives. And that's what they do. And if you don't want that to happen, then you are going to be next. It could be anybody walking the streets, as we have seen over the years, innocent people, their children come in to visit the city, go to a show, go to a game, and tragedy strikes. It's time for people to get involved. It's time for them to hold these useless elected officials, from the governor to the mayor to Corey Johnson and the band of city council people, to stop playing games and start thinking about lives. That 1-year-old child could possibly be alive today if it wasn't for these individuals weakening the laws and putting the police on stand down. So they need to take responsibility. responsibility. Don't blame us. Blame them.
And, you know, it's only a sliver of the society that feels like they do, Ed. You know that, right? It's just a small, but boy, they're making a lot of noise. And then the problem is this. When you see the two police officers killed in the southern border down there in McAllen, Texas, when you see the problems, one of the NYPD officers placed in a headlock by a civilian, and the vicious cell phone of this loser thug that he does the narrative, that, if I was in charge, brother, I would find that creep that took that cell phone, take him down, and you're going to put a headlock on a police officer and a takedown of a police officer? Hey, are they going to go after this guy? Is this guy going to get off as well, Ed Mullins?
Well, supposedly the Bronx DA is trying to build a case, right? I look at that more as a feel good. People need to realize, you look at that video of putting a police officer in a headlock. If a police officer had did that to that individual, very same DA would be looking to press charges against the cop. And if they will do that to a uniformed police officer who's making an arrest of an individual who's in handcuffs, what will they do to a young girl walking into a building, a store owner trying to make a living, a transient coming through the city to enjoy the benefits of the city? What will they do to them if they're willing to do it to a uniformed New York City police officer?
Look what they did to Kevin Sheehan outside of City Hall. They attacked him. One of the good guys in the press in New York City. They attacked him. Is anything going to happen to the person that attacked Kevin Sheehan? They're letting crime run rampant.
Let me tell you right now so that the facts are clear. There will be no arrest at City Hall Park regardless of what happens. And that is coming from the mayor. I know it is. It's coming down through channels. That's the word in the street. And Kevin Sheehan is being told it's harassment. He was hit with a weapon. There should have been an arrest on that. There should have been an arrest.
Absolutely.
He didn't get a fair play.
So the mandate from the mayor's office, no arrests outside of
City Hall. No arrests at City Hall Park. Take a look at the activity of what's occurred down there and the violence that's occurred, the damage to the buildings. I posted a video just a week ago of an individual graffitiing. We have his video, his photo, everything, no arrest. So when you look at what's happened, we have 300 cops every day standing by watching these vagrants live on the lawns of City Hall. And the mayor looks outside the window, and it's okay. It's okay. He's enforcing social distancing, but he's not enforcing social distancing right outside his door. There are people trying to live in the city, survive in the city, pay their bills, and they are being penalized. It doesn't make any sense. We're living in an upside-down world, and it needs to be fixed.
And Governor Cuomo, I call for Governor Cuomo to remove Bill de Blasio. You know me, I'm just an objective guy. I like to hear from both sides on everybody. We're very objective and pragmatic on this show. And I know how hard the NYPD works to make that. At one point, a short time ago, the safest big city in America. Do you think that Governor Cuomo should remove Mayor de Blasio from office, Ed Mullins?
I do. I think the governor should remove him. But who's that leave us? Jermoney Williams? It's not going to be any better. So we have to look at what's taking place here.
Yeah,
need be, then the governor should start calling the shots in the city of New York. But there's got to be accountability.
Yeah, yeah. Is Ed? Listen. We always try to have your back on this radio show. And let me tell you something right now, my friend. As president of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association, the public has your back. We love you. We appreciate you. Your resolve is so to be admired. We will get through this, and we just feel bad what you have to go through because every single day, every one of your members puts his or her life on the line. And you know what? We appreciate that. God bless you and Godspeed, Ed Mullins.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
God bless. Ed Mullins right there. Inexcusable. 853 with Joe on the radio. 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhaime's on the roads right here on AM 970. The Answer.
And Joe, over in Bensonhurst, avoid 65th Street as you get out toward 20th Avenue. It's an ongoing accident investigation. We're slowing down on the New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur north of Ramp at 16W. That overturned tanker truck is still out there. And the LIE westbound subject to closure at Bagatelle Road getting out toward Dix Hills. Pretty serious accident with a fuel spill there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety. anxiety meds? Everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Larry Elder's new film everyone is talking about. It's Uncle Tom. You go to UncleTom.com. That feels funny, right? On the radio, say Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom. Larry is so ahead of everybody else when it comes to social justice. He's lived it. You know what? He is a sage of South Central. One of the very dangerous area of Los Angeles. Larry made such a great life for himself, and he's such a great voice when it comes to common sense. Let me put it that way. So we want you, please, to go to UncleTom.com. You could download UncleTom.com from Larry Elder. It's the story of America's black conservatives in their own voice. And it's Uncle Tom is the name of the movie. Candace Owens is in it. Herman Cain is in it. And they share three things in common. They're courageous. They have had life-changing experience. And you know what? They are black American, pause here, conservatives. Black American conservatives. Yes, they're out there. These are the voices of the movie Uncle Tom. See their story of hope and redemption at UncleTom.com, please. It's amazing. It'll shock you. It'll challenge you. You can get it on pay-per-view. I love it, Larry. Larry's a friend. He's a great guy. And everything he does is really quite spectacular. You know, you will love UncleTom.com. Use the promo code WNYM for 20% off, please. Head to UncleTom.com.
I got to have a reason.
Joe Lumberg, checking out the weather. Joey, how we doing this morning, my friend?
How we doing this morning? We're doing pretty good. It's partly sunny out there. In fact, you could even call it mostly sunny. It looks like a fine day today, although there is that risk of a spotty afternoon shower or thunderstorm. But I think it affects maybe 20% of the area. That's probably about it today.
All right. Allergy report, if you would, my good sir.
The allergy report is low today, brought to you by Balance of Nature. It looks like it'll stay low into the midweek period, and rain-free weather probably tomorrow and Wednesday as well.
Oh, loving that. Thank you, Joe. Joey Lumberg right there. Thank you. That's the man. Dr. Sebastian Gorka coming up. You do not want to miss Dr. Gorka talking about Roger Stone, about Michael Cohen, about defunding the police and the Donald Trump campaign. And Joe Imperatrice, Sergeant Joe, they had a rally yesterday. It was so successful. So many people showed up. He is with Blue Lives Matter in New York City. And me, I'm dealing with the dentist. I'll tell you that when we come back. Yeah, my life. Al, did you hear all that on the phone? You can't make it up. Joe, maybe you might want to rethink about getting married. Okay, just saying. A lot to get into with Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. We're coming right back.